As a part of Culture Days 2021, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library is hosting a four-week online art program starting on September 28 for children of all ages, free of charge. Culture Days is a Canada-wide festival that celebrates arts and culture with programming in a variety of fields including visual arts, dance, theatre, music, history, culinary arts, crafts and storytelling. We have a lot of kids already registered for it since registration has already begun, but they can continue registering all throughout the program, said Anne Gordonier, children's library clerk at the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. Kids that register will be emailed a PDF lesson of art techniques and a template that they can use to complete each composition. They will have 1 week to submit a photo of their artwork. After the program, the compositions will be combined to create a collaborative art collage that will be displayed in the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library's Children's Department. The theme of Culture Days this year is reimagined, so our techniques will be reimagining what we have here in the city, Gordonier said. For example, our second lesson is on the Ermutinger Old Stone House, and we're encouraging the artists to try a new technique and create it in the style of Andy Warhol. So they will be given four panels of the Ermutinger and they can use crayons, paint, markers, and younger children can even use yogurt or food coloring. My goal is to encourage children to try new artistic techniques. Art is a way to express yourself and a way to tap into your creative spirit. One of the things I love about watching children do art is that they become lost in the process, Gordonier said. Each week there will be a different art project for the children to complete. Week 1 will be the Northern Lights, Week 2 will be the Ermutinger Reimagined, Week 3 will be Waves, where children can express how they see water, and Week 4 will be based on outside art. For the last lesson they can just use found items to create an art tableau, leaves, sticks, flowers, anything they can find. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see what the kids come up with, she said. Hopefully it will foster their love of art and they'll tap into their creative spirit. This is the second time the library will be hosting an online art program for kids. We tried the online art lessons in the spring and it was a very big success. So this is our second go at it and we're hoping for an even bigger turnout, Gordonier said. We had a lot of positive feedback last time from parents and children alike. A lot of parents even tried the lessons. Participants can also choose to join for just one of the weeks or all four. This is 100% a no-pressure program and it's completely free, she said. I just want them to start creating and try some new techniques and just explore art. If your child is interested in being a part of this online art program, you can register online by visiting the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library's Children's Programming website. Energy Literacy Webinar Series September 22, the City of Sault Ste. Marie, in partnership with Garden River First Nation, is set to deliver a four-part energy literacy webinar series called. The first webinar will be held on Wednesday, September 22 from 10 to 11 a.m. and is part of Garden River's Indigenous Community Energy Plan and the City's Community Greenhouse Gas Reduction Plan for 2020 to 2030. If you're interested in joining the webinar, you can register online. Friday Fright. Haunted Hikes at Hiawatha September 24 to October 29. Be prepared to get spooked with these haunted evening hikes at Hiawatha every Friday until the end of October. Guides will tell stories of ghost towns, shipwrecks, graveyards and more during the 3-hour, 5-kilometers hike. A minimum of 2 people per group is required, with cost being $30 per person. A waiver and participant registration must be completed before the hike. Big Blue Food Drive September 25th St. Vincent Place will be holding their 11th annual Big Blue Food Drive this Saturday starting at 10 a.m. to help out the shelter. Simply place your non-perishable donations at your curb by 10 a.m. on Saturday and volunteers will collect them. For inquiries about volunteering, message St. Vincent Place on Facebook, send an email, or call 705-253-2770. Fall Rendezvous September 24-25 Watch as history is brought to life with Ermutinger Clergy National Historic Sites Fall Rendezvous. The free event will run from September 22-25 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. There will be historical weapons, multicultural performances and talks. Optional pay what you can donations will be accepted. Have an event coming up? Add it to our community calendar here. Did we miss something? Email us at news@sueToday.com.